Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Olivia Newton-John is being remembered as an icon and an inspiration as fans mourn the singer and screen star. She died peacefully overnight, surrounded by family and friends, at her home in Southern California. She was 73. In recent years, she opened the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Treatment and Wellness Centre in Victoria. Fundraising director Debbie Scheel has told Seven it's a sad day for staff and patients.
She was an incredible woman, and she shared so much of her gifts with everybody, and she did so much good. She is an incredible woman. We're very, very sad today.
Donald Trump claims his house has been raided by the FBI. The former US president has released a statement describing the search on his Florida estate as unannounced, not necessary, or appropriate. The circumstances surrounding the search are not yet clear. The Premier is set to announce a raft of changes to overhaul our ambulance service. It follows a recent inquiry into St John's, with the state government keen to adopt the recommendations. It's understood the shake-up would include measures to improve transparency and governance. Agriculture Minister Murray Watt will outline a new national biosecurity plan in Canberra today. States and territories are on board the strategy, which aims to tackle the increasing risk of exotic pests and diseases. And Australia has finished the Birmingham Commonwealth Games in top spot with 178 medals, including 67 gold. In sport, the Eagles are set to decide this morning if they will challenge a one-match ban handed to midfielder Tim Kelly for rough conduct during last weekend's loss to Adelaide. Meantime, Dockers coach Justin Longmuir says his side is growing in confidence every week ahead of Saturday's derby. He's told Fox Footy there's plenty to play for.
There's some good signs on the weekend that we got back to our best, but the most exciting thing, I suppose, is that we've got plenty of growth left in us.